Hey everybody, this is Stelly Efti.
And this is Heaton Shah.
And today on The Solid Tip, we're going to figure out if founders know how to feel their feelings or if they're just thinking them.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
So here's why I wanted to quickly talk to you about this. Anybody that's been listening to The Startup Chef for a long time knows we have talked a lot about the inner game of being a founder. Like, and we've talked a lot about it. We have a good amount of episodes around managing your emotions, managing your states, managing other people's emotions, because it's an emotional game. And if you don't control your feelings, they might lead you astray and into, you know, problematic situations. One thing that I recently kind of discovered about myself, and I wanted to quickly unpack with you for founders, because I thought this might be useful to people that listen to us, is this realization that I had about myself that, you know, I think at some point at a young age, I started realizing that I can't quite fully trust my feelings. And if I just act on my emotions, I wreak havoc, you know, and I create all kinds of problems. And so I started focusing more on controlling my feelings through my mind and through thinking things through and not acting immediately and slowing it down and de-intensifying my feelings and analyzing them first. And over a long period of time, very subconsciously over decades, I think that I mastered, like I kind of overdid this to the point where over the last many, many years, I think I thought most of my feelings, especially the negative ones, right? So I could tell you, here's a situation that I think I was hesitant in and probably was driven by some kind of a fear, but I didn't know, I didn't feel fear, or I didn't feel hesitant, or I didn't feel nervous. I just thought, I'm probably nervous in this situation, but it didn't have a physical sensation. And for many, many reasons, I think that that's not a good idea. It's not a good idea to just think your feelings. I think it's a much better idea to actually feel them, be present for them, not let them overwhelm you or run away with you, but not run away from them either, but actually being fully present for the feeling. And then you can still decide to think things through at times before you act. But I, you know, as I was thinking about all my friends that were CEOs and founders and entrepreneurs, I was wondering if this is maybe not so unique of a case and what the downside, let's just talk about that. The potential downside could be for founders who've kind of lost touch with their feelings, who've lost the ability to feel their feelings and are just so cognitively focused that all they do is, all their internal experience is always just in their head, in their mind, thinking and analyzing. So first, throwing that out there, does this make any sense? Does this resonate? Do you think I'm crazy alone? Or do you think like, yeah, most founders are like that. That's totally normal. That's not special at all. Like, what's your initial reaction to this?
Yeah, I would say that there's a few kind of factors. So there's two factors that come to mind for me as to like how you deal with this or how this comes to be. One factor, which is probably the biggest one, is your personality. And personality is kind of a longer topic, I'm sure. But the reason I say that is like your personality has a lot to do with how you express yourself to the outside world. And over time, as you run a business, your ability to bring out your personality in every interaction gets diminished. And the reason for that is most of the time you in business, you are making decisions that involve other people and their well-being, as well as trying to bring those people on board with the decisions you're trying to make. And you get really good at, honestly, not being yourself, if you want to put it like that. You end up becoming good at being a business person. That's just what happens. And so, and a lot of times that bleeds into all parts of your life, and you end up suppressing your emotion and your personality, not unknowingly. And this shouldn't necessarily be a negative thing. But so that's one factor, which is what happens to your personality over time. This is inevitable. I don't see anybody not hitting this, but their personality and then their own psyche and psychology kind of points out like how this kind of manifests in them. And then I think the second piece that I found with this is just this idea that when you are dealing with life, your first reaction for most human beings is emotional, and it's really fast and it's visceral. Some people would call it a gut feeling. Some people would just call it a trigger. Those things are what you start suppressing, is your ability to respond without emotion ends up taking over the emotion itself. And then you don't even know what an emotion really is. And you start operating day to day, waking up, doing the thing, going back to sleep, waking up, doing the thing without having that feeling. And a lot of times your work takes over. So then your whole idea of like life is really consumed by your work. And a lot of times this happens because you started the thing and you care that much about it. Or for some people, some folks who are employees also get that same impact because of how much they care about the work they're doing or believe they do. And so it's not just founders, I think, that are susceptible to this. And so I think the solution is just recognizing this might be happening to you and stepping back and actually finding ways to access your emotion at times when it's safe to do so. Because I think what it really boils down to is that you don't feel safe expressing your emotions to the people around you.
Yeah.
And because that's not you anymore.
Yeah. That's deep. I think also at some point you attach to this new identity that is being created around you. And so now you don't trust yourself anymore to feel.
And that identity is a rules engine. Yeah. That identity is a rules engine, like you were saying, and that's not emotion. Emotions aren't rules. There's no rules to emotions. Mm. There's no rules to love. It's a rules engine though that you create.
Yeah.
Because you're like, well, when I'm in this situation, I need to react like this in order to get the best outcome possible. Okay, cool. That's great. But how did you feel about it? Nothing. Why nothing? Because I'm not supposed to feel anything. Why aren't you supposed to feel anything? Because we got this thing to do. Yeah. That's like the thing that plays out in your head, right? And then eventually you become that person. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. Again, it's just how you be, what happens. And then, you know, you kind of see this happen. And I'm not going to like... I don't want to get into this, but I think it's worth mentioning. Like, the richest man in the world got divorced.
Hmm.
Just think of that. And he got divorced because basically he didn't want to be with that person anymore.
More so,
be with somebody else.
Or maybe, yeah. Maybe he really wanted to be with someone else.
I'm just saying, I don't know either way, right? Like, something happened that caused that person to put half his wealth.
Which is not, which is like...
I didn't want to get into it because it's his personal life. I don't really care for it. Like, it's not my kind of drama, right? It's, but dude, just think about it. Like, you think that's not from suppressed emotion? Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Come on. Like, for real? Like, no. That's 100% something from suppressed emotion.
And so,
I don't know.
And so I think that, you know, not to confuse, especially, you know, young founders that are just feeling like they're becoming more effective as they're learning to suppress their emotions more. And they're like, wait a second, am I not supposed to do this?
You're supposed to do it. It's okay.
No, it's fine to do it. But I think it's important to recognize and then decompress, like, or then you want to make sure that you don't do this so much and so often that it becomes such second nature that you just don't feel any emotions anymore, because then you dehumanize yourself. And then you might accomplish all kinds of incredible things and be like, why don't I feel anything? I wanted to be excited or happy or fulfilled. And it's just like nothing. I look inside my body and soul and it's like emptiness there. Like, what happened? And I think it's just popped up in my mind. We had an episode that I recorded once where I lost one of my sons at a playground. And I was like running for 30 minutes, searching around, and eventually like 30 parents in this entire big park were running around trying to look for my son while I had the police on the phone. And then we found him, right? And I remember when we recorded this episode telling you that the entire time I was running around like a crazy person trying to find him, there were multiple dialogues going on. One was a very analytical, like, okay, I've searched here, I searched there, what's the next logical point? The next level of dialogue was just like disbelief, was just like, this isn't happening. This is just not possible. There must be some rational way. It's not lost. I just need to figure it out. And the third dialogue that was going on was why am I not feeling anything? Right? Holy shit, I'm really cold and empty and emotionless right now. And I was telling myself, well, it's probably because I just need to function. And then we talked in